From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Fabulouser than ever, Mr. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass. We appreciate that. He's a lesser man today than before, and so that just makes him all the fabulouser, so we appreciate that. In the studio with us now, Nathan Savage is here. He's from Sunbury. He's a Republican Sunbury City Council candidate. Youngest person ever to run for council. Do we know that to be true?
I don't know that to be true. I'd say there's a pretty good shot at it, though.
Well, yeah, I would think so. You ran as a teenager the first time, right?
I was in my 20s.
Oh, okay. Low 20s.
Low 20s.
And still are. Okay, no doubt. All right. So, young man, very interested in the goings-on in Sunbury. How many Sunbury City Council meetings have you been to?
Honestly, pretty much all of them over the past year and a half, 2 years. It's not typical for me to miss one.
And what's your interest in city council? What do you see happening in front of you when you're at a council meeting?
Honestly, I mean, I know that this is not the norm for somebody my age or even typical citizen. It's just exciting. To me, I love the balance of power, the interplay between the mayor, the city council. I like seeing how all the departments are run, what the priorities are that are set. Really, I just want to see more people actually get involved from every level, whether it's running for office or coming to the meetings or, you know, an example I can give is actually on Monday we had somebody come with a proposed ordinance and say, here's an example of how it's done. And I thought that was great that somebody did kind of the legwork and brought it to council and said, hey, here's something that maybe you can consider and here's how we can do it.
Was that the chicken proposal?
It was the chicken proposal.
Okay, somebody wants live chickens in the city, and that doesn't seem to be allowed at the moment, per se?
No, so it's not really allowed right now. I have to admit I'm at a bit of a disadvantage in the actual law itself. But my understanding is that they were allowed before. They're not now. People want to have them back. So, you know, whether current council reviews it or the upcoming council reviews it, we'll see what happens.
Not to keep pecking away at this, but I do recall when I was a child 50 short years ago that there were some chickens in town. So something happened along the way that we lost those. Okay, so let's get off the livestock topic. You are a Republican Sunbury City Council candidate. What are your goals, priorities? Kind of walk us through your campaign, what you're telling folks.
Okay, so I actually have a running mate. So I'm running with a man named John Barnhart. He's still working. He's a Navy veteran. So for any of the Vietnam vets out there, I mean, I know he loves to jar around and joke with my grandfather. But basically, we're running because we both kind of have the same vision that we want to get a lot of the more youth involved. So basically, that's our first step is we're surrounded by institutions of higher learning. We have universities, we have technical schools, even the high schools. I mean, you have so many clubs and people that you can get involved. I would love to see the city expand some relationships with maybe the local chambers, the universities that I just spoke of, and even the local lawmakers, and basically say, hey, you know what? We have the Susquehanna River here. We have major highway systems here. Get people involved. Get them doing, even their senior projects. When I was a senior at Susquehanna, we had to do research. And I think it's still a requirement for everyone there. So, you know, you get people involved and invested in the local area, they'll start investing in the local area after graduation, too, not just for their education. So, really, economic development and getting people to stay here. I mean, we've largely become a retirement community, which is a great thing. But if we want this community to keep living, we have to keep our youth and attract more here.
Right. So things that would attract youth. How about police? Candidates are always talking about that, as council members are, too. The idea that, you know, you have to monitor the police department. There's a tight budget that city council takes care of. The mayor runs the department, but the council's...
Yeah, so as I said right at the beginning, my interest has always been in politics, the court systems, and that's the lens of politics that I've learned from. So I always looked at how the institutions of power actually play together, how the courts interact with Congress, how a city council interacts with the courts of common pleas and the mayor. So my point with all that is that we have to largely yield to the mayor for the police department. I mean, that's his executive authority, is to oversee that. Now, as I just said, we have balances. So, city council is basically responsible for setting the budget. So you work with the mayor, you see what the budget needs for that year. And really, the system that they came up with this year is actually a phenomenal one. I mean, we had a lot of lawsuit troubles. We had a lot of retirement was a huge issue in the police department. you know, maybe not an issue for the retiring officers. It's great for them. But, you know, for us as a city, you know, we're faced with this issue. But basically, they did a staggered hiring approach. And what that's allowed us to do is not only save money in the fiscal year, but also to, you know, put out some feelers, get some more testing going on, get more qualified candidates into the city.
Right, so the weight may have helped there. Okay, so those are your ideas. Do we need more police officers? I think we have 6 full-timers
we
now.
Do, yeah. So we definitely need more police officers. So, you know, I think that it's best to look at getting some more full-timers in there. But, you know, the part-timers are certainly willing to come in and help out. And, you know, as much as it's been... you know, publicized, and it's been really just talked about most. I really do have to say I'm really proud of the surrounding communities and the state police especially, too, for kind of coming in and covering a lot of the issues. I mean, you see them doing rounds all the time.
A revitalization. You talk about that as something that's important.
So economic development is probably... still the biggest political issue that anybody talks about. It's not an easy one, but basically my running mate John has said he would like to aggressively go out and pursue businesses. You know, he says if they don't know we're here, they're not going to find us. So we need to go out and we need to find them. And here's where you're going to find an example of where we complement each other. We do have a lot of empty storefronts downtown in Sunbury. My motto this whole time has been, if you want to restore downtown, you have to look at uptown and around town. I mean, you have to have an all-of-the-above and all-of-the-below economic development policy. So basically, I think that a lot of lower-cost options are available to just give the city and the downtown a facelift. I mean, if you look at facade grants, you look at facade funding, a simple paint job can really make a whole difference on the front of an historic older building. You know,
please continue.
There's also the option, and this was actually another idea of John's that I agree with. You know, maybe we can have the city divided into quadrants, or you know, different sections where you know you get a group on this at this level to focus on this part of the city, and then they report back to council, or the council member goes to those groups. I mean, just because we're on council doesn't mean we have to always be in the front of the room. I think a great idea is for us. You know, the traveling meetings are great. I think it would also be great for the council members to be going out and getting involved in the local organizations.
Right. Taxes. What's your view on raising taxes?
Taxes.
You don't want to do it.
No,
right?
I don't.
Everybody
no.
always says that. I can always answer that one for them.
So my view on taxes is actually a little bit different than a lot of local candidates. And, you know, maybe it's not even different, but maybe I just think about it in a more direct way. I really genuinely don't think a lot of people mind paying local taxes. Where we're getting killed is the federal and, frankly, the state level. I mean, you have most of your paycheck is going to Social Security, which is a great social program. It's going to the federal budget. But, I mean, you look at the federal level, you have a $21 trillion deficit. Your city taxes aren't what's killing you. But my bottom line is, as you said, yeah, I mean, I'm not for raising taxes. I think the most beneficial thing we can do is just have a responsible budget, you know, reinvest, make sure you're looking at the city's infrastructure. You know, as we were involved with the Fred Keller special election, and one of the candidates got up on stage and he said, hey, listen, you know, water and sewer is never a sexy issue, but it's something that we got to talk about. And, you know, if you look at the roads, the water and sewer, the electric lines, the internet lines, I mean, those are really big issues that consumers are paying for, whether it's to a governmental agency or to a private company. Those are the things that are really kind of your everyday cost that are infrastructure costs that we need to look at.
Who handles Sunbury Sewer and Water?
So that would be the Sunbury Municipal Authority. So it's got its own independently appointed board. So it operates independently. Council appoints the board members.
All right. If elected, is there a committee you kind of have one eye on that you might be a right fit for you to serve on?
So if elected, let me answer this in two different ways. If elected, this time I said the budget and Parks and Rec are up for reorganization. Now, typically, those are the two that would stay up for reorganization, so I would really love to have oversight of the budget. I think that's where I can contribute the most to the council. I think John would be fantastic in any of the other departments, honestly. But I would also... emphasize my work that I've already done. I mean, I've been on the Business Economic Development Committee for SRI. We've actually done some of the facade awards that I've spoken about. Some small businesses have new towns and signs, or I'm sorry, new signs in town. But basically, I would just say that looking at the chambers of commerce, I think what we can most benefit from too is restoring the relations with not only our city council, but you know, the local leaders. So, I mean, you call any of our state legislators in our area. I mean, and we're blessed to live in a region where we have four so closely together. They're responsive. I mean, they want to work with us. So all we need to do is reach out and see, you know, hey, what kind of grant funding is available? Even the U.S. congressman. What kind of grant funding is available? What can we do to implement it into our area? What can we do to get that money back here rather than it going somewhere else?
What about the brain drain? You talk about that as something we have to address and attack. And we have about a minute left.
Okay. So. Yeah, so I mean, I would quickly say we're surrounded by the institutions of higher learning that I talked about earlier. You have people graduating with degrees in neuroscience, in psychology, political science, you have biology. I mean, any of these majors. And we have the hospitals, we have a lot of the businesses around here to give young people jobs. It's just that we have a hard time attracting them. And I think with the most I'm sorry, prominent example that I could use right now is the tragic closure of Woodmode. But look how many businesses have stepped up to say, hey, you know, we know these people are hard workers. Let's get them into our businesses. And, you know, it's a very tragic situation that's actually turning a little bit positive with the business outreach. I mean, I think it's fantastic to see all these businesses and governmental corporations reach out.
Sure. One of those meetings tonight to talk about the different things. Joel Wiest doing that. All right. Well, you get a 30-second closing remark. Anything you'd like to tell us?
Okay. Yeah. So I would just, you know, I was here speaking on behalf of myself and John Barnhart. You know, we really just want to offer transparency and accountability to the local Sunbury taxpayers. We have a vision for the city on where we would like to see it go. We don't want to ignore the history of what's already here. So, you know, we want to be proactive. We want to be aggressive. But, you know, we also want to be cooperative and just get things done.
All right. Nathan Savage, Sunbury, Republican City Council. Kenny, you're on Facebook if folks want to look you up.
We are on Facebook, yep. And you can see us around. We're out all the time, door-to-dooring at events everywhere.
All right. Or go to a city council meeting. That's another way to find Nathan.
We're definitely always at those.